A mountain climber was out climbing by himself and fell off a 30-foot cliff. And as he was falling to his death, he reached out and grabbed a branch that was coming out of the side of the rock formation. As he's holding onto the branch, dangling 300 feet above the ravine, he looks up to heaven and prays, "Lord, if you're up there, help me." He looked up and he heard a voice that said, "Yes, my son, I will help you, but do you believe?" The fellow says, "Yes, I believe." The voice said, "Do you have faith?" The man said, "Yes, I have faith." Then the voice said, "Let go and I will save you." The fellow thought about it for a moment and said, "Is there anyone else up there?" Well, there are so many ideas we could talk about from today's readings, but it's best to just focus on one, and that is the word faith, about the virtue of faith. Because sometimes, later in the week, you might forget, what did the priest talk about on Sunday? You won't be able to forget this, faith. Very easy to remember, because all the readings talk about faith. Look at that reading from way back. The letter to the Hebrews is all about faith and how Abraham is the father in faith. Abraham is our great role model and example of the faith. Look at what the letter to the Hebrews says. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So faith is how we live our life. When we get to heaven, we will no longer need the virtue of faith, because faith will be replaced by sight. Faith will be replaced by the beatific vision. On earth, we need faith because we don't see. But this will be replaced by the beatific vision, it says. Now, Abraham is mentioned here, and there are four different ways it says that Abraham was a role model for faith. First, it says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to leave his home and to go out and to seek an inheritance, his inheritance. Second, by faith, he journeyed into the promised land as into a foreign country. Number three, by faith, he received power to generate, to have a child, even though he was well past the normal age. And then number four, by faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, whom he had received the promises. As you know, Abraham was told that he would be the father of many nations. His descendants would be like the stars of heaven. And yet, here was his only son, and God asked him to sacrifice him. And yet, Abraham was willing to do that. Abraham had the faith that God could raise Isaac back from the dead. Abraham had no doubts about that. That's why he was willing to carry out what the Lord had asked him to do. Somebody once said to me, "Father, I figured out why God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac when he was 12 years old. I said, "Why is that?" And the person says, "Because if he were a teenager, it wouldn't have been a sacrifice." So Abraham is the father in faith. What a great example. Totally obeying God, leaving his home, leaving his country, journeying, and being willing to sacrifice his only son. So what a beautiful definition we have of faith from the letter to the Hebrews. Another beautiful definition you'll find in the Catechism. Faith is the virtue, the theological virtue, by which we believe in God, even though we don't see him, and we believe all that he has divinely revealed. So faith not only believes in God, but believes everything God has revealed to us. What a beautiful definition of faith. Again, it's a theological virtue. It's one of the three great virtues. You've heard of them. Faith, hope, and charity. Faith, hope, and love. I always recommend whenever you wake up each morning that you say three Hail Marys, asking the Blessed Mother to increase your faith, hope, and love that day. Wouldn't that be wonderful if everybody would do that? If everybody in the world would ask for the Lord's help and the Blessed Mother's intercession to grow in faith, to grow in hope, and to grow in love. These are the three greatest virtues, the theological virtues. So I'd encourage you to do that. And also realize that faith, because it's a virtue, it needs to be exercised. It needs to be used. It's like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So how can we exercise our faith? How can we develop our faith? Of course, first is prayer, by spending time every day in prayer, talking to God, listening to God. That will strengthen our faith. People begin to lose their faith when they forget to pray or when they don't pray. Also, we should study our faith. We should study our faith by reading, of course, the Holy Bible, the inspired Word of God, and by reading the Catechism of the Catholic Church. That will strengthen our faith and increase our faith. And then I'd also recommend, of course, the Catholic CDs that are out there in the lobby from Catholic Lighthouse. I'd recommend every week when you come to Mass, don't leave Mass without one. Take one home, listen to it in your car, deepen your faith, study your faith, and then either bring it back and let somebody else listen to it, or give it out to somebody. Share your faith. So let's study our faith by prayer, by reading, and by listening to the excellent programs that are available, and then share our faith. We should not keep the faith to ourselves. When you share it, our faith is strengthened. And lastly, what about the faith? In fact, the last sentence of today's gospel says, "To whom much has been given, much will be expected. To whom more has been given, more will be expected of the one entrusted with more." We're very blessed as Catholics to have the fullness of faith, the fullness of divine revelation, to have the seven sacraments, to have the most blessed sacrament, the Eucharist, to have our Blessed Mother, the angels, and the saints, 2,000 years of the writings of the fathers and doctors of the church, and the writings of the saints, and the lives of the saints to inspire us. We've been given so much. But because of that, much more will be expected of us than others, because we've been given the fullness of divine revelation in Jesus Christ and the establishment of His Holy Church. So what I would recommend is that we realize what a gift we have and take that responsibility very seriously. Don't let your faith get corrupted. Don't let your faith get weakened. But every day, work on your faith and increase this virtue of faith. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to be pleasing to God. And we certainly want to be pleasing to God. So let's every day pray for an increase in the virtues of faith, hope, and love.